Coach on the road once again, take you behind the scene with the MLB stars of the game. And I'm over here in the White Sox locker room, and I got the man here for the White Sox. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my audience.
Josh Rojas.
Josh R. How we doing?
Good. How are you?
Just fine. Taking our audience behind the scenes of what it's like being a major league player. So what's this big league journey been like for you?
Man, it's been awesome. You know, it started, you know, with getting drafted in 2017. Mm-hmm. You know, grinding through the minor leagues for a couple years, getting traded, debuting. And then from there, it's just, you know, finding a way to stick, you know, trying to find what teams need and do what you can to stay in the lineup.
So, you know, I hear a lot of major league players say grinding through the minor leagues. What does that word mean?
It's a lot different than college, you know. It's in some spots, depending where you are, it's a tougher grind than college. You know, with college, you kind of everything's taken care of. You're told when to be, where you need to be, and when to, and you know, given a ride to there. And it's kind of more, you know, regimen. You know, everybody's telling you what to do, and then you kind of get to the minor leagues, and you know, you got long bus rides. You know, you're pulling up to the city you're about to play in at 3 a.m. You got to get a quick sleep in, show up to the yard, and you know, figure out what you need to do to get better every day.
So you know anything about this thing they call peanut butter and jelly?
Oh, yeah. Tons of PB&Js in the minor leagues. Yeah, I mean, you show up to some minor league parks and the food, you know, doesn't even look edible. So when in doubt, you make yourself a little ham and cheese or a little PB&J, and that'll get you through the game.
And I know in the big leagues, you guys stay like Sheraton, Marriott. You don't know nothing about no Motel 6.
No, not anymore. Yeah, and definitely, we're, you know, you're taking care of a little bit different in the major leagues than you are in the minor leagues.
Guys think you guys get drafted in the big leagues the next day. They don't understand about these dudes.
No, yeah. You know, I was in the same boat. I got drafted. I didn't think I was going to the minor leagues, but I didn't really know much about, you know, the minor leagues and how many levels there were and different places I'd go. I know the first place they sent me was New York, and I was New York Penn League, and I had no idea what I was getting myself into, and I was living off a $2 slice of pizza there for a couple weeks. So, yeah, it's a, you know, if you don't know much about it, when you get into it, you learn pretty quickly that you want to get out of there as fast as possible.
And you know, I think from Chris Sale, I heard about 5-6 guys in a one-bedroom apartment, airbags in the closet, the kitchen.
Yeah, so luckily when I was drafted, we had, you know, the spots I was in, we had host families. But my first experience with that was in AAA. When I got to Round Rock, you're in charge of your, you know, getting your own housing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that minor league salary back then, it's a lot different now. But that minor league salary back then was, it was, you were trying to save every penny you could. So, yeah, we had a two-bedroom apartment. I think we had 6 guys in a two-bedroom apartment.
So, they might not believe you.
Yeah, we had 6 guys in a two-bedroom apartment. So there was a few guys in the living room. With some blow-up mattresses and 2 guys in each bedroom. So it was, you know, we didn't think anything of it at the time. You know, we just knew we were saving money, so that's all that mattered.
Young and having fun back then.
That's right, yeah. You know, you're hanging out with the boys, so
yeah.
None of us had families at the time, so it was all good for us.
So what is it like when you all of a sudden cross that threshold, get that call, you go out to the big leagues? What was it like just getting to the ballpark? I heard a lot of adventures from some guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first experience I had was, you know, right when I got called up. You know, I show up to the airport. I fly to Colorado. That's where I debuted. I was with Arizona at the time. I fly to Colorado. There's a guy standing there with my name on it. Took my bags from me. Didn't even let me carry my own bags. You know, first class service to the hotel. I get to the hotel room. Walking around the hotel room, I was like, dang, this is crazy. You know, room service, get room service right up to the room, all the snacks you can think of in the room, best blackout shades you can think of. Yeah, it was crazy. I remember that was my first experience with, like, dang, this is crazy. And then, obviously, we finished that series, flew back to Arizona, my first experience on a show plane, what we like to call it. But, yeah, you get on the plane, tons of snacks, you know, flight attendants asking if you need anything, snacks, drinks, whatever you want.
Making me hungry now.
Oh, it was, you know, you got to be careful. That first year, you can gain some weight quick.
Come on. Stop that.
You know, I mean, there's just snacks.
This is my 19th season. I'm a little bit too late for first season.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, there's snacks. You know, everywhere you turn, there's a snack. You got to learn to say no pretty quick.
So you said room service. You didn't order no peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
No. I remember my first one was burger and fries, and I think I got a pizza on the side. You know, I was living it up, but you know, some of the veteran guys let you know quickly, hey, you gotta be careful with that room service, especially when you go to check out of your room and you realize what it costs.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you get that call, you're going to the big leagues, all of a sudden you pull up to the ballpark, but you realize it was a tunnel that the players go through to get to the locker room. Fans don't get to see all this.
Yeah. I mean, it's the whole thing's a new experience for sure. Yeah, you pull up in the loading dock, you walk the long tunnel to the locker room. You walk in the locker room, you know, and, I mean, you see it. It's a lot different than a minor league clubhouse. You know, they got a whole separate room for where all the food is. It was a cool experience that, you know, I'll never forget to this day.
So you get introduced to all this media and cameras around all the time.
Yeah, it's a new thing. I mean, I've never minded that part of it. I think it's cool that, you know, you get to talk to people and, you know, you grow up your whole life, you know, wanting to do that, you know, you wanting to talk about the game, you know. I played a lot of games where, you know, you think it'd be cool to talk to somebody about the game I just had. So, yeah, I mean, I love it. I think it's everything that comes with being in the big leagues is awesome.
Who was your first major league hit against?
I have no idea. It was a lefty out of the...
How can you forget? Nobody forgets that.
Man, you know, the thing was like, that first year was a blur. I felt like I was just trying to, you know, stay alive. You know, I went from, you know, being in the minor leagues and just, you know, I felt like I was crushing it. And then you get to the big leagues and it's like, man, I don't know if I'm ready for this. So I just know every at-bat I was grinding, trying to get a hit. Just trying to survive, and I can't remember many people I faced that first year. I know I faced some, like I remember facing Madison Bumgarner. Like there's a few guys that stuck out to me, but for the most part, it was I was just trying to survive.
You got the ball from your first hit?
I do have the ball. Yeah, I got the ball.
I ain't gonna ask you about the first home run because you say you forgot that. It's over with.
I know it was against LA. I know that. I don't know who's against.
You don't get on Coach Show though. All right, last question. Every kid's dream, playing in the big leagues, get that call, you're coming up. Walking in the locker room for the very first time, see uniform in. What was that feeling like?
That was awesome. I think I admired the uniform, you know, the longest. Just to, you know, it's a whole different uniform. You got the stitched letters, you know, the big name on the back. It's a whole different feel. It's comfortable. It's fancy. I think that was the first thing I took a picture of and sent it to my dad and my parents. Just showing them, like I took a picture of the whole locker, I'm pretty sure. That's another thing that's awesome about being in the big leagues is like showing up and all your stuff's, you know, neatly organized in your locker, and you don't have to worry about packing anything up. You know, you come in after the game and everything's packed up nicely in your bag. It's crazy. It's an awesome experience. I still am so grateful for like all those little things. I think they stick out a lot.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry. Like I said, I was trying to stick. I was trying to stick. I was panicking. I was just trying to stay alive.
Mama cry.
I think she did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think she did.
Coach with the Man Rojas.
Nice to meet you.
Chapter 3: High Expectations. Coaching brings with it a myriad of experiences, some uplifting and others challenging. One particular journey stands out. A player who initially thanked me for the opportunity turned into another who tragically blamed me for his not being drafted. His questions rang with intensity. Why didn't you get me drafted? Did you think I was good enough? You got drafted, but not me. Why? As I listened, it became clear he was grappling with profound disappointment. I later learned that the pain of not being drafted led him to a mental breakdown, a spiral into addiction, and feelings of alienation from his parents. He believed they saw him as their meal ticket and now as a failure. Many more true stories are in the book Order Your Copy today, thediaryofacoach.com. That's thediaryofacoach.com. The book is ready, and you can order it online today.